today we're finishing up our series on prayer. Several years ago, Dan Rather, the CBS reporter, had a chance to interview Mother Teresa. And during the interview, he asked her, "When you pray, what do you say?" Mother Teresa thought for a few minutes and said, "I don't say anything, I listen." You could see that Dan Rather was kind of perturbed in the interview. And so, you know, he kind of steps back and he asks a follow-up question. He says, "Well, then what does God say to you?" And Mother Teresa smiled and said, "He doesn't say anything, he listens. And if you don't understand that, I can't explain it to you." Over the last few weeks, we've been exploring the spiritual practice of prayer. Today, we're ending that series by talking about contemplative prayer. Sometimes we only think of prayer as talking at God or listening to God. There's also sometimes where you just spend time quietly sitting with God. Some might call contemplative prayer, in some of the Christian traditions throughout history, meditation. Now, some of you may have tensed up when I just said the word meditation. You don't have to raise your hand if you did. I grew up in the 90s in church, and I remember pastors shouting about the dangers of the New Age movement and people meditating and wearing crystals. I remember one sermon vividly because I had just seen Lion King in theaters, and then the pastor stood up that Sunday and he's like, "Lion King is a gateway to New Age because Rafiki meditates in it." Remember Rafiki the monkey? There's that one scene where he's sitting cross-legged like this, and apparently the pastor of the church I was at, he was sure this was going to be a gateway into me falling into New Age, like mysticism or something. Today, though, I feel like meditation is less of a boogeyman because most of us are millennials or we're Gen Z, and we're like, "Hey, mindfulness is a good thing. Being mentally healthy is a good thing." Almost everyone I know does yoga or knows someone who does yoga, or as my daughter likes to call it, yogurt. Like, "Mom, are we going to do our yogurt stretches today?" Our yogurt stretches is adorable. Yoga was started as an Eastern meditative practice for thousands of years. Now, Christian meditation is a little different than Buddhist or Dharmic religious meditation. The goal in most Far Eastern meditation is to empty yourself and detach from reality, but the goal of Christian meditation is to empty yourself and be filled with the Spirit, to detach from anxiety, fears, and sin, and cling to Jesus. Now, in the West, we're products of the Enlightenment and the Reformation, which really stressed the mental abilities of mankind. So what we usually emphasize in our churches is thinking the right thoughts about God. Now, that's important. I want you to think the right thoughts about God. I stand up each week and I give a little talk about thinking the right thoughts about God. But it's not enough to just think the right thoughts about God. As one lady in the community shared with me a few years ago as we were just starting the church, she goes, "Why is it that church people will walk into a building and say the nicest things in the world, but then in the parking lot will try to run you down and murder you?" And I was like, "That's a good point. You know, like, why is that?" It's because we've emphasized having the right ideas about God, but that's not the whole picture. You're not just a mind, you're a body too. You're not just a logical, organic machine. You have a heart, emotions, and feelings, and you have a body. And so your body should line up with the right thoughts, and your emotions should line up with the right thoughts. And many times our prayers are merely thought-based. They're usually only using our mind. Meditation helps us pray with more than just our minds. It helps us pray with our emotions and our bodies too. And if you're already feeling a little bit icky, or you're watching online and you're already typing that email to me, let's just look at some Bible verses about meditation. Meditating, they're getting alone with God and refocusing on Him. In Genesis 24:63, it directly says, "Isaac went out to the field one evening to meditate. And as he looked up, he saw camels approaching and an enemy servant coming back with his wife." Whole story. We're commanded to do it in Joshua 1:8. It says, "Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it." You should be meditating on Scripture day and night so you can be careful to do everything that's written in it. Not enough to just have the right thoughts. You got to act on it. You got to do it. And then you will be prosperous and successful. Psalms 1:2. "Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord, who meditates on his law day and night." Meditation also pleases God. If you look at Psalm 19:14, "May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight." It helps us understand God in our world. Psalm 49:3 says, "My mouth will speak words of wisdom. The meditation of my heart will bring understanding." Psalm 119:15, "I meditate on your precepts. I consider your ways, O God." Psalm 119:148, "My eyes stay open all throughout the night that I may meditate on your promises that you've made to me." Psalms 143:5. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. So meditation is in the Bible. It looks a little bit different than Far East meditation, but the word itself is not a bad word. And meditation is helpful. A modern medical study showed daily meditation. Daily medication is not probably going to be as helpful, despite what pharmaceutical companies say, right? Modern medical studies show that daily meditation helps with mental health, reduces inflammation in the body, it curbs cravings, increases alpha brainwaves. Alpha brainwaves are like when your brain is like firing on all cylinders and you're picking up stuff really quick. You're instantly got the answer. You know those moments where you feel really sharp? It fights premature aging. It increases your body's immune system. Apparently, I've been sick for 2 weeks. You know, I need to do more meditation. And it helps you deal with pain. It helps you process what you're feeling. Richard Foster, whose book on prayer influenced a lot of our messages in this series, he said this: if you feel that we live in a purely physical universe, you will view meditation as a good way to obtain a consistent alpha brainwave pattern. But if you believe that we live in a universe created by an infinite personal God who delights in our communion with him, you will see meditation as a communication between the lover and the one beloved. Sometimes you need to just sit quiet with God and recognize that you are loved and that you are loved by God. The benefits we're most interested in, of course, are the spiritual ones. We're a church. That's why we're doing this. That's why we're talking about it. And they're abundant. The primary ways the enemy attacks in our modern world is through noise, hurry, and crowds. Meditation addresses all three of those. Prayer, as we spiritually mature, must move beyond merely being a transactional experience and become more relational. And meditation helps us do that. It's not you going with a laundry list to God. God wants you to bring that list to him. But at some point, your relationship should move beyond that. If my relationship with my daughter never moves beyond her saying, "Daddy, I need this. Daddy, I want this. Daddy, get me this. Daddy, I need this." It should mature as she grows and our relationship deepens. We should reach a point where we can have good conversations together and we can talk about things, and then sometimes where we can just enjoy being next to each other. Meditation trains us to simply enjoy being with God instead of always wanting something from God. David Tyson says, "True friendship comes when the silence between two people is comfortable." Have you ever sat down with somebody and you're like, "This is an uncomfortable silence. I need to say something right now. This is uncomfortable. Like, this is uncomfortable." And then when you know someone so well, like Darby and I can sit in the same room together and it's comfortable. Like when you know someone so well, you don't have to always be talking at each other or trying to reaffirm the relationship. You can just enjoy the presence of being in the same space with someone. God wants our friendship, and in order for us to trust this experience of God as a friend, we must move beyond our feelings of fear. If we only constantly feel fear, we won't want to sit with God. If we see God as a source of fear, we won't want to be with him. Psalms 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." Or as I like to paraphrase it, sit still, get quiet, stop moving, slow down, and you'll remember that I am God and that you're not. I like how the Message version paraphrases it. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high and holy God. I'm high above politics. I'm high above everything else. When I'm stressed and anxious and afraid, it's because I am moving so fast, I start to think it all depends on me. Excuse me. I start to think I can't take a break. What would happen? It's going to fall apart without me. I start to think I am God. Stopping to sit quietly with God reminds me of who I am and who he is. Excuse me. It sets me free to be me instead of trying to be who I am not. It gives me fresh eyes to see God and hear his voice. Man. Sorry about all the coughing. So each week in this series, we've had homework. And today we're going to end this series with some meditation and prayer. Before I cough myself to death, Darby is going to come lead us as we end this series today.
I know, like, growing up in the church, words like meditation and mindfulness, I'm like, ooh, that's creepy. You know, like, I don't know if I want to get in on that, you know? And really, it's just prayer. It's just spending time with God and focusing your mind on the things above and not the things below. And I like to get comfortable. You know, pre our daughter, I had this little like prayer area, and I had a nice comfortable pillow I would sit on with a beautiful rug. And now I don't have that much time anymore, and that's okay. So I find times throughout my day to just meditate on the Word of God and to find time to just to sit in His presence. And so I want you to join me today. You can find a comfortable spot. If you are comfortable on the floor, you can stay in your chair, whatever is most comfortable to you. Now sometimes I meditate, you know, when I'm taking Haggy on a walk by myself, or I'm brushing my teeth, or something random, you know, watering my plants, or just going throughout the day, because there's no set time, there's no set schedule. The whole purpose is just to be in the presence of Jesus. And when I first started, there would be a lot of times that I'm like, oh, I forgot to pray for like 4 or 5 days in a row, or multiple days, or even more than that. And I heard something that if you connect it to something that you have to do every day, it's easier to get into the routine of praying. So like brushing your teeth and washing your hair. It takes a long time for me to wash my hair. And that's like whenever you can find time. There's no guilt. There's no everything has to be a set schedule. You just want to be in the presence of your Creator. Okay, so we're going to start just a simple meditation. This is very basic. And you can just join along whenever you're ready. We're going to take a few deep breaths. And we're going to inhale through our nose, if you're able, and out through your mouth. And as you exhale, let your eyes close. And just make the breaths feel good and life-giving, deep breaths into the lungs. And you want to breathe in Jesus and exhale your worries. And you want to feel your body and your hands sitting or laying or however your body is comfortable. Just feel yourself in the room. Feel yourself in the presence of God. You want to relax your muscles. You don't want to be tense. And just sit in the presence of Jesus. And continuing to breathe, just rest. And each day you can do a different verse. You can, sometimes I do the verse of the day in a Bible app. Today I thought it was the Holy Spirit bringing everything together that Alex mentioned. Psalms 46:10, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And just sit in His presence and think on Him. Be still and know that I am God. We think about the things that are precious to us. Relationships require investment and time. And time is a resource that we can't get back. We cannot get more of. And so when we give our time to something, it is precious. When we aren't fully present in our life, we lose that most valuable possession. And so by taking time to meditate and pray and to think on Jesus, we're allowing ourselves to stop and be still and choosing to spend time with God and to know that He is God. You're giving a piece of your life and a piece of your time to your Creator. Wherever you are in your journey with God, setting aside time to get to know your Creator is infinitely rewarding, whether you give a couple minutes, whether you've been a follower of Jesus, which seems like your whole life, there's always time to sit in His presence and ask for the Holy Spirit to come and meet us in the room. It's a way to get to know yourself better because you are getting to know your true worth in His eyes. It's finding your purpose. It's connecting with Jesus. And it's changing you. Changing you to have a heart more like Jesus, to love those around you. You can only know somebody by spending time with them, and you can only know your purpose by listening to your Creator and why you were made. You become more alive when you take time to sit and be still and have a friendship with God and know that He cares about you. You will find rest, and you can be calm in your life. We grow closer to God the same way we grow closer to anyone else, by talking to God and letting Him talk to you, and letting us be quiet enough to listen. Our lives are like oak trees. And you think of the creation of God and all that He has created. And He created the mighty oak tree as a beautiful example that each day we grow and change, and it may seem slow. We go in and out of seasons as we change. We adapt to the weather. We don't stay the same as we grow in our life. And each tree is different and unique and constant. It's the need for healthy roots and a strong foundation. Your life will continue to change like the seasons, warm and sunny or cold and harsh. Life brings all types of weather. And if your roots are strong in the Lord, you can survive any season. And just like the water for roots, connecting with God gives us life. It gives us balance. It gives us a purpose. It allows us to bring God's calming presence into our hectic lives. Your roots will grow stronger and deeper the more you practice sitting in His presence. You can withstand any storm if your roots are deep. God, still my mind and quiet my heart. Help me to let go and surrender my control to You. You are the water that brings life to my roots, that I might grow strong and awaken to know Your love. As you spend time with the Lord, you could just gently bring your attention back to your body, sitting in the chair. If your mind wanders during that time, it's okay. This is a journey that we build our spiritual muscles to grow and to know Jesus deeper and to spend more time with him. And as you finish, sometimes you might have to set a timer. And if your timer goes off, you can bring your attention back to your body and in the room and take a deep breath. You can relax for a minute. Take notice of how you feel. Do you feel more rested in Jesus? It's not a set destination. This practice takes time. It's fluid. The seasons change. We're on a journey with Jesus that does not bring anxiety, does not bring guilt. It brings rest and love. Remember, just like the tree, you need the water of life to truly live. And that is what I do on a pretty regular basis. And meditation does not always make me a nicer person. Prayer does not always do a magical work. It's not magic. It's spending time with Jesus, praying and listening for him, for us to be still and to know that he is God and that he will work out every situation in our lives and he can be trusted no matter what season you're going through. We're going to end with a song and worship the Lord. So join us now.